Please turn your songbooks to number 942. Turn your songbooks to page 959. Once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul, bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it whole. Let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. Hear our famous cry. answer by and by. Feel a prayerful yearning, all of heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it wrong. Sometimes my past seems drear, without a ray of cheer. Then cloud of gray light, my light of day. Mist of sin may rise and hide the starry sky. Just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus later. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little breath for yearning. Heart in the heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about my trouble. Hear our famous cry and he will answer by and by. Feel a little prayerful yearning, your heart into heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Please turn your songbooks to page 97. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Praises to your name, O Lord. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give glory to your Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere without you I cannot alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dearest ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus over land and sea, telling souls in darkness of salvation free. Ready as he summons me to go or stay, anywhere with Jesus when he points the way. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep, when the darkening shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall wake and nevermore to roam. Anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Will you bow your heads in prayer with me? Dear God, thank you for everyone here tonight that could make it and for those that couldn't. Thank you for these young boys, for their faith and willingness to be up here to do this for you and for us. Be with them, not only here, but outside in the world, and the rest of us too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please turn your songbooks to number 15. 15. Turn your songbooks to page 749.
We sing glory. I want to start out by giving kudos to Andre, because I don't think any of you probably could tell that the song that he led was not the first song, was not the song he really meant to lead. And unfortunately, I didn't catch it, so I kind of, he threw himself in front of the bus and I did nothing to stop him, but fortunately it was not anything that was, it wasn't lethal in any way, and we got through it. But it just goes to show you, guys that are older, sometimes you can lead new songs in front of people. Well, tonight we're going to have a few readings, and what we're just going to look at for a little bit is how challenges, sometimes who come in the form of temptations, what role they play in our lives. It's not something that is new to our generation. It's something that's been around for since time has been recorded, maybe even before that. But it's something that we all face and we deal with. So we're going to have some readings tonight on that subject.
I will be reading Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down to me and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him and the angels came and attended him.
I will be reading James chapter 1, verses 12 to 16. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me," for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. For each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers.
I will be reading from 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but man who does the will of God lives forever.
First Corinthians 10:10-13. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by this destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that
Be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way so that you can stand up under it.
Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecy once made about you, so that by following then you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejoiced these, and some have shipwrecked their faith.
Thank you, guys. So what we see here is we see through the life of Jesus that Jesus was tempted, not in any particular special way, but in the way that all of us are tempted. Satan put out the things that would cause him to be desirous to put behind him what was spiritual and behind what was physical. His desire to have food, his hunger, his desire to have power, his desire to be superior above others. And Eric read in James where we are told to persevere in the trials, under trials. And so many times we think of the challenges that we face in our life to be put there by, not by Satan, not put there to cause us to stumble spiritually, but somehow they miraculously appear. James tells us that we are to persevere under them because there could be a good reason why we are undergoing a trial. Maybe there's some lesson that we need to learn. And I know from speaking to some of you that are here tonight that sometimes we encounter situations that we don't understand. And sometimes we think there's a lesson that we're to learn, and we think we've learned it, but yet the trial still doesn't pass. And so we have to further analyze and further determine where we are to stand. And James tells us to persevere. We know what is right. Let us keep with it. And John read in 1 John the fact that sometimes we fall in love with the things of the world and how that is not good for us. Sometimes we struggle with that, especially as young people, because there are so many fun things out there to do. The world is a beautiful place. We live in a time when there's lots of neat things to experience and to do. And so it's hard for them to say, well, how can this be wrong? Well, the truth is, it's not wrong. The truth is, though, if it becomes what we want to do at the expense of everything else, then it becomes bad. And Andre read about how temptation seizes us all, but God does not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can endure. And frankly, sometimes I think that that's a hard lesson or a hard concept to grasp, because sometimes it feels like it is upon us so heavily. How can there be a way out? How can we resist the pressure that we're under? But God tells us through Paul that he will provide us a way out. So how do we access that? We must seek him. We must draw upon his strength and his power. And Peyton read finally in 1 Timothy how Paul gave him the instruction to continue to fight the good fight. Well, what is a good fight? What is a battle? We all know that in war, sometimes you lose skirmishes. Sometimes we get into scrapes that we can't win. Sometimes we have to fall back. But we continue to fight and fight on with the strength that God gives us. And Paul told Timothy to use his faith and his good conscience to do that. Sometimes Satan can be tricky. Sometimes he can make us, he can twist things a little bit, and we can think that, what is not right is right. That what is really an untruth is the truth. And so it is that we are to continually to work on our understanding of what truth is and where it comes from, and concentrate on the faith that we have that that is what is right. Also in 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul writes to Timothy, "But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of my witness. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is blessed and only the only sovereign King of kings and Lord of lords. It is he alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen." If you open your psalm books to 611, we're going to sing that song in just a minute as an invitation song. 611. But I love this passage that Paul wrote to Timothy here, because it's not a passage of doom and gloom. It's not a passage of discouragement. It's not a passage that anything bad is going to have more power than God and his righteousness. And he encourages Timothy to continue to fight, because he knows not that there's a chance of victory, but he knows without a doubt the victory will be had by him if he continues in the path that God laid out for him. And it is with all of us. If we continue to fight, regardless of our age, regardless of our circumstance, regardless of anything that's going on around us, if we continue to resist Satan, if we continue to encourage each other, if we continue to keep our eyes on the goal, we will be victorious with the power and the strength of Jesus. If you need the prayers of the congregation, if there's any other needs you have, we'll sing this song now as we stand and sing.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey.
Bye. Please bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, we come here today to worship you and to take part in the meal that is the representation of your death and our forgiveness. We take this to remember you, and we ask that you bless it as we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear God, please bless the fruit of the vine that we have here that is the representation of the blood that you spilled in dying to save us. In Jesus' name, amen. And the plate will be left here if anybody wants to give.
I don't see Steve Hood here tonight, so I'll just enumerate a couple of the announcements. There is a devotional tonight at Jim and Lynn Oliver's. Jim, did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have some new members. Do you guys know that? Okay, good. We weren't real sure. Dave, did you want to introduce our new members? Not again? Okay. There's a little insight on that, but you know it now. Okay, good. Well, congratulations. We're very glad to have you here and looking forward to working with you, whether you know it or not. The Hoods, I'm sure, are home this evening. Betty's in having a tough time, but she is comfortable. She's still at the hospital. We can't do visits, but please keep her in your prayers. Continue in prayer for Jim and Gary's uncle. Also, Rob's grandfather, that his heart might be open to the Lord. And continue in thinking about all those people who are, especially now that are homeless, that have been forced in that position. Some tremendous devastation. You know, it could happen here. It can happen anywhere. And it's just, we're fortunate not to be there today. And but I just feel for those people. You know, you see the tricycles in the backyards on the news, and it's families. So, no different than us. Okay, please go with me in prayer. Almighty Father, thank you. Thank you for this day of worship. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us forgiveness that we do not deserve, and grace for the ability to continue on. Dear Lord, strengthen us this week. Thank you for these young men who've led us through worship this evening, and we continue to ask your strength to them, for they are our future. In Christ's name we pray.